I can hardly express to you my concern over our mutual safety in the United States. You're aware of the Brussels bombings and the ISIS terrorists, the radical Islam terrorists, and how the entire political left in the United States refuses to even utter the phrase radical Islam. Well, it turns out that these people in Brussels, these terrorists, were also targeting the operator of a nuclear power plant. They had been surveilling him and gathering intel, and they had hours and hours of video footage of this guy. This has been reported by the Daily Mail in the UK. Their plan was to kidnap this person and interrogate him and torture him in order to gain access to the nuclear power plant's control systems. And from there, they would override the systems and cause a meltdown, essentially. They would turn a nuclear power plant into a massive dirty bomb that would be unleashed in the heart of the EU and that could have killed hundreds of thousands of people. This was their goal. The fact that they carried out a suicide bombing at the airport in Brussels and killed dozens of people, that's minuscule compared to their goals. And this is radical Islam. These are violent, extremist terrorists, and we have them in America as well. And here's the risk that has me practically sleepless at night. Every single nuclear power facility in America is a ticking time bomb, a potential dirty bomb. If it can be taken over by these terrorists, they can turn it into a meltdown weapon. They can cause a super criticality event that causes the fuel rods to melt down by depriving them of their coolant. This can be accomplished through a variety of ways. You know, we saw it with Fukushima through a natural disaster that shut off the batteries and the backup power and then took down the power grid and all that. That set it off. But these kinds of things can be replicated by terrorists. Terrorists who are willing to die, terrorists who hate Western civilization, terrorists who literally desire to create maximum death and mayhem and chaos. And aiding and abetting these terrorists, we have a president and a political party, the Democrats, like Hillary Clinton, who are practically partnering with these terrorists by refusing to acknowledge or even utter the word radical Islam. And simultaneously, they refuse to do anything to protect our national borders. And so we have these same terrorists that were going to cause a nuclear terrorism event in Brussels. They are walking right across our border. And they are already setting up shop in cities all across America. And their aim is to take over nuclear power facilities and cause them to go into meltdowns and cause massive, massive death and devastation and contamination across North America. They aim to destroy this nation, and the political left in this country, the insanely idiotic mainstream media, the radical political left is supporting radical Islam. And they're calling anyone who points this out, you know, Islamophobes and bigots and racists. You know, Islam is a religion, not a race. How can it be racist? It doesn't even make sense. This country, the political left in this country, they have become absolute mentally ill lunatics. And they will get us all killed if we don't stop them and protect the borders and build a wall and start having border patrol do their jobs, which they want to do, but they've been restricted from doing. We have to empower our military and our police, I'm talking about our local police, and we have to protect this nation from this now very real threat of radical Islam that wants to destroy us. There is no other way to go about this. Otherwise, they are going to continue to march into this country and detonate bombs and kill our citizens like they did in San Bernardino. And if our political leaders continue to take this same lunatic strategy of the political left, where they won't even acknowledge the existence of radical Islam, then we are lost. we will have nothing left. I mean, just to give you an idea, you see this element right here? Cesium? 133? In a nuclear fallout scenario, this becomes cesium-137, a heavy isotope, if you will, an unstable radioactive isotope of cesium. And as that molecule falls across all the farmland downwind from that nuclear disaster, it contaminates the soils for 200 to 300 years. You cannot grow food. You cannot drink the water. You cannot survive. You can't live on that land for 3 centuries. Because the cesium-137, an unstable molecule, is giving off mass as ionizing radiation in order to revert back to 133. And in doing so, it's killing everything around it. That's why you can't live next to Chernobyl. And that was, what, 1986, I think? That was a long time ago. And you won't be able to live there for another couple of centuries. This is what the radical Islam terrorists want to do to America. They want to turn America into a desolate radiation zone. And our leftist political leaders, if you can call them that, are enabling this. They are empowering the ISIS terrorists. They are creating the conditions through which radical Islam terrorists and extremists might be able to accomplish this on American soil. They may be able to decimate a city like Los Angeles or like New York City or like Chicago. And they may be able to render millions of acres of farmland unusable for the next 200 to 300 years. And in this, they might kill hundreds of thousands of people within the first 30 days from radiation poisoning. I'm not going to express the anger that I feel on this issue because I can't get animated enough to match the level of my concern. So I'm just going to say it as calmly as I can. If we do not take back this country from these radical, insane, lunatic leftists who run our government and who run the media, like CNN, the communists at CNN, they're outright communists. If we do not take this country back, we are lost. We have lost the republic if that happens. There is no democracy when your government is actively working against you, the citizens, when your government is, in essence, partnering with the terrorists that are trying to destroy your nation, then you've lost your nation. And it's mission accomplished for Obama, by the way, who has long hated America, who has no intention of doing anything for America, but only of sabotaging America. Why do you think he went to Cuba? Why do you think he posed in front of that building with Che in the background? Why do you think he was dancing the tango while the terrorists were bombing people in Brussels? Because Obama says mission accomplished. That is his mission, to destroy America and create the conditions under which America will be destroyed by terrorists if we don't put a stop to this. And you might think from hearing me say this that I'm going to say vote for Trump. But actually, I have something more profound than that. Don't vote for any individual. Don't vote for a person. When you go to vote this November in America, vote against the establishment. That's it. Whatever the anti-establishment candidate is, that's who should get your vote. Whoever the establishment candidate is, punish them, kick them out of office with your vote against them. That is the only way that we can now even begin to save America, and I'm not even sure that's enough. I'm not even sure that we have enough people awakened at this point. I'm not even sure that these terrorists aren't already in the cities like Chicago and Denver and St. Louis and Houston and San Francisco. Sanctuary cities especially is where these terrorists love to go because they have legal immunity, it seems. And they can set up shop there and they can just start working on their bombs and their surveillance and gathering intel and testing the weaknesses of our system and of our security, and they can make their plans to take down the power grid or cause meltdowns at nuclear power plants or, you know, who knows what else? Dirty bombs and unleashing, you know, strontium isotopes in a city water supply or whatever they do, or destroying buildings or bridges or who knows. And it's the liberals that are enabling this and refusing to acknowledge the truth that we are under attack, that we are being assaulted by this enemy that is marching right across our borders, posing as refugees or migrants. And if we don't stop them, then we're committing suicide as a nation and as a people. And I just wonder, you know, to be a leftist today, you have to be mentally ill, because there's no other way to justify an open borders policy in an age of mass global terrorism where America is their enemy. You can't just let them walk right in and start murdering your citizens. That's lunacy, but that's the policy of the political left. That's what they want, because they get votes. More illegals rushing across the border. To them, open borders is a voter registration drive. They don't care how many Americans are murdered and slaughtered and killed in that process as long as they get their votes. That is how much disdain they have for this country. That's how much they hate America. They don't care how many people are killed or murdered or slaughtered or die in a radiation poisoning of a nuclear holocaust. They don't care, as long as they get their votes. As long as they maintain their power, their corruption, their influence. They don't care how many of you have to die in the process. That's the establishment. That's Hillary Clinton. That's John Boehner. That's the Bush family. It's the Clinton family. It's the establishment system of incompetent criminals and corrupt, mentally deranged lunatics who have been running this country generation after generation, making it worse for everybody and putting us at risk and doing nothing about protecting our borders and practically inviting the terrorists to walk right in and start slaughtering our citizens, our brothers and sisters. It's insane. And I've had enough. I will do every legal thing in my power to stop this establishment system, to get it out of power and bring in revolutionary thinkers who can change our system for the better. And whatever it takes, as long as it's legal and I don't espouse violence, so don't misunderstand me there, but I mean, at the voting booth, you know, activism, peaceful marches, speaking out, telling the truth, full disclosure, this is what is going to be necessary to save our nation. And if that means, by the way, voting for Donald Trump, then heck yeah, if it's Trump versus Clinton, there's no question I'm voting for Trump in that case. I'd rather see Bernie Sanders in than Hillary Clinton, and he's a socialist. And that's how insanely criminal Hillary Clinton is, that I'd rather have a socialist on the Democratic side than see her. And I know most of you would too. I mean, I don't think there's anybody who actually supports Hillary Clinton except the establishment. I mean, I'd like to see Donald Trump versus Bernie Sanders. That would be, you know, a fun race. That would be an honest debate about people who are very totally different on the spectrum, but at least neither one of them are establishment people. You know, we need almost powerful reform type of thinking in this country to change things for the better. Otherwise, these radical Islam terrorists are just going to keep marching right in, and they're going to keep bombing our cities and slaughtering our citizens. And if they can carry it out, they're going to set off a nuclear holocaust in America, and they are going to destroy this nation with a dirty bomb or radiation poisoning or a nuclear accident that they can set off or what have you. That's their goal. And sadly, it's actually doable. They have, you know, they're willing to sacrifice their lives. They have a lot of training, apparently. They have, you know, a network of support, I guess. And they have the willpower, and there's nothing stopping them. You know, Obama told Border Patrol to stand down. You can't, you know, lock people up anymore. They have to just let them go. You know, the police are underfunded. And the president is anti-American, and he hates America. And, you know, Hillary Clinton hates the rule of law, doesn't think law applies to her, thinks she has total immunity. This country is on the verge of an absolute suicide at a national level right now if we don't turn things around very, very quickly. So the bottom line is, and I ask you to support this message and join in this effort. We need a citizens' revolution for real change. We need to support revolutionary new leaders. We need to effect peaceful revolutionary changes in our monetary system, in our political system, in our justice system, our legal system, our legislative system. We need to bring in so many new different reforms and ideas that the old system, in order for America to survive, the old establishment has to be gone. It has to be eliminated from Washington through democracy. That's the only way we can save this country and prevent our own self-destruction or national suicide, if you will. And yeah, I'm very, very concerned. I'm very concerned. If Hillary Clinton becomes president, we are lost. We are gone. We are at that point a nation run by a totalitarian despot who is, in effect, a dictator, who espouses economic policies that are financial suicide, and who espouses national security policies based on absolute fraud and lies and the murder of American citizens. You think Hillary Clinton will protect you from ISIS? She's practically working with ISIS. Let's not beat around the bush here. So whoever is running against Hillary Clinton this November, vote for that person. You know, damn it, this country is worth saving. And if we, the citizens, don't stand up and save it, it's gone. It's gone. My name's Mike Adams. You know me as the Health Ranger. Please share this message. And I am dead serious about everything I said here. Save this country or we lose it. End of story.